This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to rat out a cheapskate.
Ooh, okay.
Here's the weirdest thing. Like, there's like a Reddit article about it that's some of the cheapest people on planet Earth
yes.
are wealthy to the core.
Yes.
It's fascinating.
But is
to
that
me.
How they got wealthy?
There's no way you got wealthy like one 99-cent salad at a time.
I know.
Like one of my favorites is Kathy Hilton.
Who's
Kathy Hilton?
Like, the matriarch of the Hilton family?
Right, and Paris Hilton's mom.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
she's cheap?
Oh my gosh, yeah. It is so funny.
Because she's on which Housewives?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so that's how.
So she's buying stuff off Temu all the time, just like.
She is?
Yeah, I love her.
Which is interesting because bad quality.
She doesn't care.
But I guess, okay.
I have some family members that are some of the most wealthy in my family. They own a lot of farmland. They would, like every Thursday, go to Wendy's, go, can I get the whatever the cheapest burger they have that still has lettuce and tomato on it?
Okay.
Can I get that? What? Yeah. Junior whatever.
Yeah, probably a junior.
Can we just get the tomatoes and lettuce in like a, on the side, like in a bowl or something? They're like, sure. Can I get like a packet of dressing with that? And do you have any? And they're like, sure. And they throw in dressing and throw in croutons and they would eat it as a side salad. So they would get a burger and a salad by just buying the burger. And they did it every Tuesday or Thursday, like for their entire, like Wendy's saw them coming and like, here comes the people who don't
They're
want to
ask
sense
for
the
dressing.
Salad.
Also, like you get one piece of lettuce on
That's
a burger.
Not really a salad.
But when they're, it's weird. If you get somebody to separate it, they give you a little more. Like that if they're putting weird. In a bowl, you're like, oh, and then they put a little more. And like, here's like two pieces of lettuce and a tomato. And worse is I think they split it. So like the two of them.
What?
No.
Yeah, dude, they're just so cheap. It was, I mean, these are the same people. I've talked about it before. They would, if you had a straw at their house, they'd take it when you were done and put it on one of the prongs in the dishwasher.
Like a plastic straw?
Yeah. Just like, you got done, like, whoop, and they washed them, and then they were like sterilized. It's like, whoop, take the straws out.
Well, I like that because reuse plastic, but I'm surprised they don't melt.
No. Yeah. I don't want, and it's like, I chew on my straw a little bit. Like, you'd get a straw that was a little a little chewed up, but it was clean. So,
okay. Yeah.
So I've given two examples of psycho people who, I mean, I'll admit it. I went through a phase where I stole court bags from the airport.
Court bags?
Like they used to, you know, when they first went to that rule of all your liquids had to be in a court bag, they knew everybody would forget them. So right at the front of the security line, they had like Ziploc court bags.
And you would just take a couple and put them in your bag and use them later?
A couple. I would grab like
that
a stack.
So bizarre.
Why? You know what Ziploc bags are? They're not cheap. I was just like, I worked at the airport, so I would like swing by on my way out, like, yoink, and just like grab. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm done. Okay. Anybody else? Nobody else?
No, my grandmother, it's a little different because they were products of the Great Depression, you know, so that like stuck with them a lot. Mm-hmm. But I remember going to eat dinner and whatever was served, like you'd have an old margarine container would be the bowl. Yeah. And then you'd have the old yogurt cup would be your cup. And
for sure.
Like everything would just be the reused. Yeah, there weren't plates or there was not dining sets.
I ate soup out of I can't believe it's not butter my whole childhood. Yeah,
that's like you thought that's how it came.
That's how we didn't have Tupperware, princess. We had whatever the margarine or butter
like,
came in.
Or just like a bowl, like a glass bowl.
Sure, but that was for the company.
Wow.
Right, when company came over for us, we were eating out of a butter container. Yeah.
If you were lucky, they rinsed it out before they filled it with 100%. Other food.
So she has none.
No, my grandma would get all the samples. Like she would go holiday shopping at Macy's and stuff and they'd give her a bunch of samples.
She didn't gift them.
Yes. Yes, she did. We later realized.
Open a little sample packet of cologne.
Of like cologne or of like a lipstick, you know, like a tiny little sample. And she would make sure that they were part of our gift every year.
Okay.
Was that the grandma that like had PJs and stuff?
Different grandma.
Okay.
All right. So I'd like this to not be as depressing as we're making it. We're ratting out the cheapskate. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call. Growing up, I had another family. I've talked about them on the show before, and they have actually reached out to me and asked me to stop telling the story, which is why I'm going to tell it one last time.
Okay.
I had to stay with them. I don't even remember where my parents were going, but I had to stay with them for a couple nights. And like I had lunch with them on a Saturday. We all ate. And as we were getting done with lunch, they handed a pen out and you were to write your name on your napkin. So you would have that napkin for dinner. You had one napkin
per day.
So, and nobody informed me of that because I had smeared quite a bit of stuff on it during my lunch and I had to like fold it to make it work for dinner time.
That doesn't seem so crazy.
You would use a paper napkin a second time. Like if you're genuinely using it, like if you're having buffalo wings, I could do like 15, 20 different napkins. But these people, you know, by the time dinner comes around, it is soaked in regret.
Why don't you just, you know, have more manners when you eat lunch?
Wait.
Don't make a mess.
That's what the napkin is for. It cleans up the mess. Yeah.
That's true.
And I'm drinking out of a yogurt cup. Like it's not the best. It's going to spill.
All right. We're going to try to make this less depressing when we actually take your calls. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about cheapskates. And I managed to mostly leave my family out of it. I only went with uncles and weird cousins this time.
Yeah.
But since Princess was born in California, she doesn't have.
No, I have plenty of people. I talked about my grandma.
I know, but it's just like one thing. My grandma used to give us. Did you? Never mind. We talked about the weird little cars that Avon used to make.
Oh, yeah.
The perfume cars. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
It's like they used to have cologne in the car, and my grandpa would use all the cologne, and then she'd give us just the car. So it's basically like an empty bottle. But it was shaped like a car, so yeah. I guess it's not.
Smelled good.
Vroom, vroom.
And, but she also gave me used soap on the rope. Maybe one day we just do grandma gifts.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was like a baseball, but it was like, it was mostly, and it had some hairs on it. And
ew.
Okay.
Monica?
Yai.
Yai.
Cheapskate.
All right, so I probably should have used a fake name because he's a pretty big name. I used to work at Ted Montana Grill.
Oh.
And R.I.P. Ted Turner, but he would only 5% after already getting a huge discount on his...
The owner of the chain would come in and...
The owner of the chain.
Who also would owned CNN.
5%?
Yeah.
Five.
I mean, can I ask a dumb question? Because if I was the owner, I wouldn't want to pay. I'd only give the tip, you know?
Yeah, but
right?
Then you should know what the bill is. Like,
yeah, and then tip good
tip
on that.
Tip like 50% or tip what the bill would have cost.
Yeah, that.
But he's only given 5%.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yikes. Okay, so are you kind of happy that he's dead?
Soccer.
I mean, you know, there's feelings.
He owned TNT, TBS, CNN,
and Ted's Montana Grill.
You're listing so many letters. Yeah. I've never heard of these.
You know TNT, right?
No.
The TV
television
channel?
Stations?
Where oh, you watch I thought games? You were naming more restaurants.
No.
I was like, what are these?
Turner Network Television, right. TBS, Turner Broadcasting Station.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I never knew Ted's Montana Grill.
I didn't know that either. No.
Yeah.
Weird. Amanda?
Yai.
Yai.
Cheapskate.
Okay. So my grandpa was a self-proclaimed Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a restaurant in Longmont called Aunt Alice's Kitchen.
Oh, my God. My parents loved it. It's, oh, my God. The chicken fried steak at Aunt Alice's. Ooh. I buy pies from you guys all the time. From them.
I probably have waited on you guys. I worked there 26 years.
Oh,
wow.
So he, every time he came in, which my grandpa was well off, you know, but every time he came in, he loved strawberry jelly and he always used the blue sugar packets and he would always stick them in his pocket every time he came, which is almost
daily. He stole the strawberry jelly
and the blue sugar packets.
And after he passed away, we were like going through his house and we found those like huge gallon Ziploc bags, like several of them full of sugar packets and strawberry jelly.
Because I'm going to just say this. When I go to a restaurant and I get toast and they bring me the stupid mixed berry. Mixed berry is a travesty. I just want the strawberry and they never have it because you're your damn grandpa.
Okay. He's passed.
I know, but that was then. Maybe
this
now I can get some.
A weird thread that we have going of people who have passed.
Right. Everyone's dead. Rat out the dead cheapskate.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Amanda. Analyst's Kitchen is one of the scarier restaurants, but it's like if you want old people food, it rocks.
Okay.
I don't want that.
No, dude, like, no. It's
bread. I don't even know what you
bread.
Mean.
Ooh,
by it's old just
like,
people food.
Like, it just feels like your grandpa wants to eat there.
It's
like
the
corn on the cob and like real cherry pie. And like, it's
what's
just,
wrong with that?
It just feels like they touched it
would,
a lot.
Yeah, my wife would love it.
Yeah. It's like old school.
It's like a turkey dinner type of lady.
Yes. Yeah.
Just call your wife a lady.
When she eats a turkey dinner, she's a lady.
Okay, Christian.
Yai.
Yai. Cheapskate. Please tell us they're dead.
My mom, to save money, would fill up the bathtub on the water bill, and she would fill up the bathtub and make me and my brothers cycle through. So one brother would shower, then the second, and then I'd be the last one every time.
Oh, no. You were bathing in dirty bathwater?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it saved a penny, so you know we were all game.
So, okay, why wouldn't you just all go at the same time? Because then you've spread the filth evenly. Like then, because your older brother's just got a chance at a successful life.
But how old?
I think that's a different kind of dirty we weren't ready for. I think we were solid with that one.
Yikes!
Is your mom still alive though?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, yeah.
That's good.
That's a bummer. Yeah. Can't,
No. It's a good thing.
Thank you, Christian. That's why the phrase, like throw I'm the putting, baby out with the bathwater. You
I
understand
like
that?
I am putting a leash on you today. I'm trying to drag you like
I'm
I have
sorry.
To pull my dog
I'm
sometimes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Jessica?
Yai.
Cheapskate.
Hey, my dad will only shower at the gym. He doesn't shower at home because he doesn't want to pay for the water.
And could he afford the water?
Oh, for sure. Totally.
A gym membership is not cheaper than the water. Yeah.
Well, but if you already have the gym membership, might as well use their water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't exactly. do it, but I
and
get it.
And he saves paper towels, too, once he uses them.
Oh.
So if he only wiped it, then he airs it out. Okay, I don't know. We're good. Thank you. Okay. Stan.
Yay.
Cheapskate, what do you got?
Okay, so you know how you go to the doctor, right? And the medical assistant comes in, they take your vitals, and they ask you what's wrong, and then they leave the room for like 5 or 10 minutes before the doctor comes back in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what were you
saying? I'm a naturally curious person, so I go through the drawers, and I found that they stock Band-Aids, gauze, medical tape, and the rubber gloves.
Stuff they need.
You steal it?
From the doctor.
I'm 50 now, and I don't think I've paid for a Band-Aid since I was 28.
How often are you using Band-Aids?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's a brand new week. Did anybody... Only Aaron used a nope last week, right?
No. Erica noped my nope, and then we regretted it because Hacks News was terrible.
That's true. That did happen.
Oh, what a joyous debatable.
News. News.
I know.
I was like, why is it so quiet?
Renegotiating.
This is news. Or nope.
T-Hack.
Yes.
It only hurts yourself if you don't play along, okay?
Okay.
Say you're sorry to everyone.
Sorry.
Wow, that was very parent-child.
Oh my God. That was terrible.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, it's not gonna be the best run for Mr. Harry Styles. His Together Together World Tour kicked off in Amsterdam over the weekend, and people are pissed.
Why?
The stage is massive. Like, it is humongous.
I saw him running, and it's like...
And everyone was like, well, that's why he did all those marathons.
Yes.
Yeah, he was training for this.
And he's dancing now, too. He does,
and he has
like, actual
choreography.
Yeah.
But, yes. Like, it's like a half quarter... It's like a track.
It's like a track. The problem is there's kind of multiple general admission pits to it, and the bridges completely block the view of the people in those pits. They're like, we spent most of the time watching screens, and then you get to see actual Harry for a few minutes of the show.
And there's no way to know that ahead of time.
There was no way to know that ahead of time. And
is that a premium ticket?
Is a VIP.
Oh. And then you have to get there 24 hours before the show to get in line.
So
shut up.
I'm curious to see if he ultimately changes the stage design for some of the legs that are coming later in the summer.
Can you raise them up a little bit? Can you put more floor under them to get them higher up or something?
Yeah, I just think it's dangerous. Then are they going to climb onto the stage in the spots where... Because the bridges are like these raised bridges. So
I've seen like when he was running, he's going over these humps.
So if you have high up tickets, it's kind of like the Eras Tour in the way that if like I sat in the nosebleeds, if you have the nosebleeds, you see everything. The stage, and it's similar to the Eras Tour, kind of lights up and interacts with him.
I was up high for Eras, and I was like, I don't think I would have wanted to be. Like, you miss when she dives into the stage.
Right.
You miss it. It's just like, where'd she go?
Or like during the Fearless set, it would like light up under her. Or
like the lightning bolts and all the like.
Yeah. So people are very upset. So I think a lot of people who have floor tickets are going to be trying to get actual seats.
But he is never touring the U.S., correct? He's just going to do his thing in New York.
He's doing residencies in cities as part of the tour. So he'll be in Amsterdam for several more shows.
Mm.
I thought you don't have anything sarcastic and mean to say.
No, but I do as a boy band lover, specifically boy bands of the 90s, and everyone kind of, even One Direction was like, no, we don't do choreography. We're artists. We don't do choreography. And then now everyone coming back around all of a sudden.
TikTok dance trends.
It's good.
Re-inspired choreography.
A million percent.
Yes, do it. Dance and sing. Do both.
Harry's is a Harry's isn't quite boy band, though.
Yeah, because he's not really a dancer.
But
he's,
what I saw him, dancing. He was grooving. He was like moving, shaking his little moneymaker.
Keeping that little hand tucked into his side.
But he's also dressed up.
Right.
Like he's in a suit, kind of.
Like a tie.
Definitely a tie, for sure. Yeah. And like the
I just like pleated. Anything that brings us closer to the 90s boy bands. I'm happy with.
I gotta move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm kind of sad we haven't, you know, gotten this yet. Being a massive pickle connoisseur myself, the Smoothie King has collabed with Grillo's Pickle, and they created a pickle smoothie.
Gross.
It's
what else is in it?
Aaron, I am with you.
Pickles, bananas, kale, apple juice, kiwi, electrolytes, coconut water.
Can I tell you a little secret about pickles? You know the best way to get pickle flavoring in your head?
Eat a pickle.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much how pickles are meant to be. I don't want. Okay, but pickle flavored chips are pretty good. Yeah. That's disgusting.
Kale, apple juice, kiwi,
like up
juice, electrolytes, and coconut water.
You would drink it, right?
Oh, 1,000,000%.
That's disgusting.
But it might have only been for International Pickle Day, so the supplies might be out. So,
because remember when Sonic did their little pickle extravaganza?
Yeah.
And they had the pickle drink with the whatever. And then they just did
the slushy thing?
Yes. Yeah. They had a pickle slushy.
Bahama Bucks has their snow cone place.
Bahama Bucks. Okay.
Yeah. And they have a pickle flavor.
That seems better to me than a smoothie with fruit in it.
Yeah. No, that's disgusting.
Okay. Now I want some pickles, though.
I do too. And like pickle flavored. I will say pickle potato chips are the bomb. And now there's a flaming hot Cheeto pickle
version. I have
version.
Tried that.
You've tried it?
I'm not as crazy about it.
Because it's flaming hot.
Yeah. And it's a lot of flavors coming at you.
And it's just, and I end up wiping my hands like on my jeans and stuff. And then everyone can tell you I got these little bright orange tiger stripes.
You should eat flaming hot Cheetos with chopsticks.
Really?
Okay. You won't get it on your hands then.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for all the single women out there. Pete Davidson back on the market as he and his partner, girlfriend, they weren't ever married, but they have ended their relationship just 5 months after the birth of their daughter, Scotty.
Yes, he knocked her up.
Yeah, they just had it in December, and so now they have split. He is traveling a lot for work, and that made it complicated. They're now focusing on co-parenting, but he is single. Yeah. I think anyone who's had a kid at 5 months... It's a rough patch, even if you are the most in love with your partner. Like,
people are not happy with Pete.
With him?
Because she's commenting things like she's financially responsible for the baby. He's nowhere to be found.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, so he purchased a Staten Island ferry with Colin Jost. Mm-hmm. Was that around the time?
No, that was a long time ago.
Okay, because they like drunkenly did that. But he's got kind of that type of money to just do dumb stuff with.
He has FU money.
A little bit, I think.
From Saturday Night Live?
And touring and movies and... I don't know. He's got enough.
Having been engaged to Ariana Grande? I don't know. dated Kim Kardashian? Yeah.
Okay. So we hate him now.
We're
disappointed.
Internet's not thrilled.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you guys...
Am I representing the internet?
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
Erica posed the question to the group because somebody did this. Would you lie to your family if you won the lottery? Let's go around the room.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
At least about how much you won, at least.
Yeah.
Well, taxes, and you know, we're not really looking
at
that.
If you won like big dogs.
Okay.
Like Powerball, Mega Millions.
Why would you lie? Because do you not have the ability to just say no to people?
Do you like saying no?
I'm comfortable with people I don't want to share with. But if it was like my siblings or something and they...
Do you realize everyone you know is going to have some form of stage 4 malady that they need help with? And
I
they're going to present you with...
I people are this bad.
Oh, I think it's for sure with a lottery because you didn't earn it.
So they're just gonna be like, "Come on, you didn't earn that." Like everyone,
you can give me $1 million and you'll be fine.
Jesus, who would say,
Erica,
that?
You won $480 million? I just need $1 million.
Who would come to you and actually say that, though?
I think a lot of people. I think you'd be surprised.
I don't think I have those kind of people.
Second
in my
cousins,
life.
Third cousins. Yes, you do.
I don't even have second and third cousins.
I think that resentment starts just like subliminally or subconsciously. Oh, like immediately, as soon as anyone wins the lottery, like even in your closest, probably your siblings, even.
But I would
be like, well, why didn't we win?
I would share with them.
Would you pay off their houses?
Probably.
I would do that too. That's the thing.
Make sure my parents are cared for.
I would help, but I would reserve the number so I could continue giving in a way later on, but they don't have to know what like the number was.
I I don't know if the Colorado lottery is one of the ones where they kind of make you,
because there's some states where it's
you cannot do it with a trust. They have to be able to go, Michael of Commerce City won the lottery, and you're like,
ugh. And the amount too.
Yeah, like, no, it's like here I am with my Mega Millions check, and it's like I don't want that. I would want to come in as Marshmallow, you know, and be like, no, I don't want you to know. You honestly don't believe you're this naive, Erica.
I don't think I'm naive. I think I have. I trust the people I trust, and there is no room for the people outside of that.
They just find room in.
But you can ask all you want. I do not care. Like,
they're just at your house. Sometimes it's easier to give somebody $1 million to get them off your porch if you have 480.
I
or give them 500,000.
Do like, that because I'd be putting it aside for my future children.
Erica, you know that
my nieces
I've always,
and nephews.
Remember how many times we would sit there and get drunk on the old track and talk about it? And I was going to open that leather store where I make the little belts and stuff,
yeah,
and I do wood burning
stuff. Maybe I could be an investor, but
yeah, I just need $100,000 to start. Like, just can
right.
Like,
but it would be on a contract where it's paid back. Like,
no,
but you don't have the money.
You have
Erica,
so much money. You were part of the dream. Remember?
Yeah. I thought we were friends. We were close, and you know, you're treating me like this.
Yeah, I don't think I have this personality type. I would just be like, no.
Oh my God. I don't want to have to say no that much. I am too much of a people pleaser. So I would rather just remove the temptation from me. Like, I don't need anybody asking me. Cause if you ask me, I'm going to be like, oh, dude, you have $480 million. I don't know why we landed on that number, but like, whatever.
Sure.
It's like, $100, like Tiak with his little Etsy. I don't want to make these friendship bracelets. All right, dude. Yeah, I'll get you set up. But then Aaron's going to go, you set up Hack with 100 G's for his stupid friendship bracelets? Like,
I just legitimately don't think I have people in my life who, and I guess maybe because I've never felt of surplus before. And so I just don't think I'd ever have some people in my life who came to me, unless it was my sister being like, I need help sending one of the kids to school, to college or and something like it? That. And of course I would. They're my nieces and nephews.
But then what about the other siblings? What if they went, what about mine? What great, about, you sent her kids.
$2 million for every family. Have at it.
You see how quickly you already started to like,
but I was going to do that anyway.
The 2 million,
yeah, they wouldn't be.
That's what I'm saying. They'll come back. Well, you gave 2 million. We need some. They want to go to grad school. We need more. Yeah.
Too bad. I gave you $2 million.
You won't miss it.
And I'll fly them to vacations. We'll all go have vacation weeks together. Like, I don't see the reason unless you don't like your family. There's no reason to lie to them.
By my silence.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
All right, guys. No more selfish behavior. It's other people's problems. We're going
to
help
you
some.
Who are you talking to?
You mostly. You.
You.
If you have a problem, reach out to us, DM us, or email us. What do we have?
Julia is getting ready to become a parent, and she's got some questions. Ooh. A big question.
Oh. Okay. Julia?
Yay.
Congratulations. Let's just get that out there.
Woo. Yes.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Everyone in here has been around children and stuff, so I think we can probably help you with stuff.
We all were one.
We've looked at them before.
Yes. What's the question?
Oh, good. I was a child too, so perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm 8 months pregnant, and our baby will be here pretty soon, and I am basically the size of a sofa. And I know I have a little bit of time to make this decision, but I just don't know if I should co-sleep with my baby or not.
Oh.
So I'm calling you guys, because who else to decide?
What?
Well, we co-sleep.
Yeah, that's true. We have one of those big beds. What is the inspiration to or not to?
I mean, I have read at this point approximately 1 million parenting books and blogs, and it's real divided, and some of my friends co-sleep with their kids, and they say it's great, but I have a sister who didn't co-sleep with her children, and my nieces and nephews are all great, too, so I have no idea, and I was hoping that maybe listeners would tell me their experiences so I can develop a plan, because it seems to be really popular, but I don't know.
Here's just a ballpark question that I'm sure in your sofa-like state that you don't want to think about. She said it. I'm just backing
her
up.
She can call her that. We can.
I'm in the same state.
You're probably not thinking about this, but do you plan on ever, ever having relations with your husband again? Because it's weird with a baby there. Just saying. Right. Real weird with a baby there.
Do it with the baby in the bed. Ew.
I know, but like,
right? That's kind of that's
the
co-sleep
thing. Is like, hello, hi.
Like, babies sleep in your room for a little bit at the beginning. Isn't it even like weird when they're like in the bassinet and you're trying to?
No, that's not weird. They can't. Okay. They can't climb up and peer over the side. And even if they could,
you're still like another living.
I know. I think I'll
be there.
Yeah.
You've done it with a dog in the room. No.
Your dog couldn't get up on the bed, Erica.
He's downstairs. At all, or in his crate.
You think he's going to tell his dog friends a doggy?
I just don't want him.
You want him to tell his dog friends?
Stop. No.
Sorry, Julia.
It's cool. Right.
Now we're off on. I don't know that any. This is one of those rare and elusive times where I feel weird about answering because.
Are you scared?
There's certain parenting topics that are so polarizing. You talk about breastfeeding and why it's just 100% necessary. And they're like, no, it's not. Formula is every bit as good. And like people come out of the woodwork with signs and pitchforks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so to take a side on co-sleeping, Hack?
Honestly, has anyone tried it in this room?
Now, though.
Yes.
You tried it?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
We did not try it. No, we didn't do it. We would not do it. No. No.
Dude, what did I just say?
What?
Don't take a side. Be well, like, oh, we almost
put
did
your
it. Like,
away.
What are you doing?
He like, didn't actually take a side. He just said they didn't do it.
I know, but that means he's like so anti-coastly.
No, that's
maybe
not what
I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
No, I think I think sleep's very important to teach your child. I think it's a skill to have. Erica and Aaron seem very good at it. Slacker and I seem very bad at it.
Oh my God, I'm horrible at sleep. Oh,
are you really?
I was up all night last night.
Oh. I think it's an important life skill, and I think it's also kind of dangerous. I have firefighters that are my brothers-in-law, and they've responded, unfortunately, to calls that I don't want to go into too much detail about.
Are you saying somebody hurt or...
You roll over in the night and you don't realize that...
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
That is a...
Oh my God.
And I know people who co-sleep are now... They're screaming at the radio. But that is... It's a fact.
We're talking... That would have to be an infant and you'd have to be kind of... On a reality show a little bit.
No, you never know because like I am a hard sleeper. A bomb could go off and I'm not waking up.
Yeah, but Aaron, if... Your boyfriend was under you. You're not going to kill him.
Okay, well, you don't know that.
Even a four-year-old, you're not, like, it would have to be like a baby.
I am so torn on this, not having kids myself, but my nephews, my sister, and my brother-in-law did do that. Oh. And so when I put him to bed, I have to go and snuggle with them and put him to bed and, like, I'm so torn.
At what point did they, I'll let you.
Let me just, 303, if you're part of either lobby.
We'll take you.
Co-sleepers?
Sure.
Anti-co-sleepers. Julia genuinely needs your help.
Right.
303-222-5423. Call or text.
Aaron, what age were the kids when their parents stopped co-sleeping?
It's still happening.
Oh.
I mean, it's just like we have to put them to bed in their bunk beds, but you have to cuddle with them.
Until they fall asleep.
Yes.
Interesting. Because I would feel, and I actually believe I have siblings who do both. Like one sibling does co-sleep, one or more do not. And I just, I'm selfish. I'm like, I, first of all, wouldn't sleep if there's a baby in my bed. So that's not going to go well because then you have to parent with no sleep. And I just, at what age is it weird? At what age does it get weird?
And do you eventually have to kick them out kind of like, and then they're like, well, now I'm seven. I've never slept by myself. What the heck? How am I?
You do eventually have to, and then they have to learn to soothe themselves, which when is a better spot? But a lot of parents are like, 3 months, man, fend for yourself. 6 months, man, fend for yourself.
Right.
And you know, as well as I do, T-Hack, what you have to do to break someone of co-sleeping is put them in there and let them wail and scream and cry. And you don't go pick them up. You're allowed to go in the room after a certain interval of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will just say, on the other side of the lobby, they go, you're teaching your child abandonment.
Right.
Yeah, I have heard that for
sure. Well, I was just going to do it until the kid went away to college. So
oh, my God.
I think she's got a joke on her.
You rabscallion, you. I don't.
I remember. Okay. When my wife was pregnant with our son, and I was talking to my friend who already had kind of the same similar situation, like, what do I do? What do I look forward to? And my friend said that he, at one point, was like laying next to the bed, holding his son's hand to get him to sleep for hours. And at a certain point, it hit him, and he said, we are not winning. This is not winning. This is not a long-term strategy. And they had to make a change. And then that has always stuck with me of, why even try the non-long-term strategy? Just look to the future. What do you want them to do? Sleep well? That's what we went with.
But there is
that was a choice we made. Everyone who's screaming at the radio.
Okay, but I'm just going to say this. Like, that skin-to-skin contact when your baby's first born. You, like, as a dad, you whip your shirt off as fast as humanly possible. You lay down. You're like, baby, why don't you rest? And you hold the baby. It's like, why don't you start weaning them off of that? Like, why are you even doing that? Like, they don't need that skin-to-skin thing. Like,
and that's also why I'm torn, because my sister got to cuddle with her kids.
Right.
She's not here anymore.
So that's good.
But it's good, and I'm so happy she got that time, but also they have to learn how to soothe themselves.
They do.
Right.
Because you can't have skin-to-skin
right.
But I don't,
when you're in college.
I don't often do skin-to-skin with my six-year-old son now. As much like there is a time where they're newborn and it is important, and I think you would not sleep train a newborn.
When do you do it?
We did it pretty early.
But also, co-sleeping is same bed. So newborn, you're just putting a tiny baby in your bed?
Some people do. We did a bassinet, like attached to the bed.
So that feels
and we did that too, for early.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm early, imagining that's pretty
average. It's just like you with a crate with Swanson. Every once in a while, you're like, oh, come on up.
Oh, no, I won't sleep. Well, okay. I've slept with him in the bed like once. I can't handle it because I'm afraid he's going to get crushed.
Yeah. Well, Julia, I think just hang on right there. Turn your radio way up because you're going to hear a lot from both sides, I feel. So I don't know if there's one right answer because on the one side, it's like you only get the small opportunities to have skin to skin and have them sleep with you. Mm-hmm. And then they're big. And then all of a sudden they're graduating and they're at college and ugh. But the other side is, if you don't start teaching them independence, oh, we'll teach them about money later. Nope. We'll teach them about self-soothing later. Nope.
Yeah, and the time that you get with your spouse when your kids are in bed, I feel is very important. But I think they could also, on the other side, you can make the argument of, well, when the kids are old and moved out, I'll have plenty of time with my spouse.
That's hope.
19 years, man. 18.
And you hope you're still together and still alive. Anyway, yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot of non-co-sleepers in the room.
Yeah.
But
we should get that big bed, though.
Okay, I like that.
I'll order it today.
Okay, stop, you two.
All right, co-sleep or not, 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice
105.9. We are just, nobody knows what to say. Because we're talking about co-sleeping. Julia called. She's with child. And they're on the fence over whether co-sleeping. Like, you have this new precious baby and you want to spend every waking moment with it. But these aren't waking moments. Like, you just.
It's not waking moments. And also, don't you want more? The texts I am seeing, I am fully on the side of not doing it.
Don't take a side. We discussed this.
Right. Sorry.
But like.
Right. Okay. I meant maybe I would be on the side of not doing it.
There was one from.
A cop that said every single infant or young child death call they've been on was a co-sleeping accident. Because it's not about rolling over onto a baby. It's about accidentally putting your arm or the blanket or a pillow in a way that they suffocate them.
Mm. Oh my God.
Plus potentially rolling over. It's like there's so many factors. Right. Wow.
I just don't think anybody in this room would kill their kid by rolling over on it. I don't see that happening. I think none of us.
I think you're being a little bit naive.
Yeah. I'm just saying, even like when you have a kid, I used to be able to sleep through anything. Now, if I hear, once you have a kid, your body changes. The way you sleep changes. You just like.
For sure, because you're just exhausted. And then
you're still like, was that, do I need to feed? Do I need to.
But what if the baby is being suffocated and can't make a sound?
Yeah.
Okay. That's. Awful to think about.
Agree.
Autumn?
Yay.
We're talking co-sleeping, but we're taking no sides. Are you?
So I am kind of on both sides. I have my major in child development. Co-sleeping is really, really good for relationship development. I do not think it's safe for baby to be sleeping in bed, like in the middle of two people. I think a bassinet that attaches to the side where you can easily reach the touches there, the hand, like.
Tell when.
Actually, that depends. My babe co-slept like that, and then we tried him in his own room at 3 months. He slept in his own room until he was about 9 months. Every night through the night, came back into our bed for several months, well, like on the side, and still at 4, if he's having a rough night, he'll sleep in our bed a couple nights. But he does do really well sleeping in his own bed as well.
I don't want a 4-year-old in my bed. I mean, I know sometimes it happens, but.
But that.
Yeah.
That's gotta be like there's a tree that just fell in the backyard or they accidentally saw a scary movie. Like if it's a couple nights a week, don't you think that's excessive, Autumn?
No, right now our air is broken. So we have a portable air conditioner that we keep in the room.
That's
rock climbing. With AC, are you kidding me?
Otherwise, he will not sleep.
Okay.
it's the one-off where he has like a rough, where he's sick or he saw something scary or maybe had a nightmare, but he has been fully sleeping in his bed comfortably
But don't you think it's like, because you have a degree in child development or whatever, like, I just want to ask, people are told, this issue boils down to wanting to provide that relationship and that love,
right?
Or provide it's that life skill that is finding a way to calm your crap down and go to sleep. Like, which one's more important?
Sure. I think both are, but I think you have to build them in different ways. I feel like if they are a rough sleeper to begin with, you need to start that sleep training, that sleep cycling early, and get them out of your room earlier.
Okay.
But it's that attachment. If the attachment's good, they should be able to sleep in their own room after a certain time, knowing that they're fully attached to you and that you will be there if they wake up.
Wow. Thank you for the call. You're far too smart to listen to drivel like this.
Very true.
Appreciate it. Kaylee.
Yay.
Co-sleep or not co-sleep?
So I was originally team no co-sleep, but then my little one who's one now got sick, and the doctor's like, you got to prop him up. And but I didn't feel safe doing that with him in his crib or bassinet. So then he ended up in our bed. We propped him up in the bed, and he's decided, I'm not going back in that crib. And he protested, and I was like, I need sleep. So I guess we're co-sleepers now.
Wow.
So,
and honestly,
who's in charge over there?
Him.
I mean, yeah. Okay. I mean, there is a point. We were talking about this a little bit off air and before. It's like, there is a point where you're just too tired to fight your child.
Right. Anything for sleep.
You're just
we've tried putting him back in the crib. And if you want sleep, it's just like, come on, buddy.
How long ago did you try?
We've tried at 3 months. We tried again at 6 months. And then at 9 months. And I was like, I'm giving up on this. He's going to sleep with us till he's ready to go in his own room.
Which could be.
And in 18 years.
Could be never. But my nephew also co-slept. And at the age of 5, they kicked him out of the room. And he's slept perfectly fine in his own bed ever since.
5 is wild, Kaylee. That's wild. Don't you want to be with your partner sometime between now and 5 years
about
old?
How crazy your kids are.
Don't you?
I guess it depends on the day, but sometimes.
All right, thank you.
Touché.
Joe?
Yay.
Are you a co-sleep, no co-sleep?
We are a co-sleep at my house.
Okay. And are you recommending it?
I think it's nice. It's good for the kids, the baby's emotional regulation. I know I was worried because my wife, she rolls like a rotisserie chicken at night, but
I'm sure she loves hearing that on the radio.
Nice thighs.
I sleep in the same spot. She rolls like crazy. My son loves it. He's 18 months old and he absolutely loves it. And
do you know when you're going to stop though?
Before he's 4, before he's 3.
Hey, Joe, do you ever have relations?
Yeah, your marital bed, dude.
Hey, that ain't no problem there.
Okay.
Hey.
Where
he knows to get out of the way.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm so excited.
This is awesome. We have been quiet. We mentioned it on the air a while ago, but it's finally official. We are doing the Strays of Summer event.
Sorry, I didn't have an...
This?
You. There we go. Thank you.
If you don't know what that means, well, why would you? We've never done it before.
Very true.
So is it the first annual or is it the inaugural? I believe inaugural is the way you're supposed to say it.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Because we do intend to do this hopefully for forever.
Forever and ever. So here's what we're doing. We're going to head to a bar on a Saturday because that's where you want to go.
Right.
Kid friendly, family friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're bringing a whole bunch of shelters and rescues from around the state.
Yeah.
And we had that idea and we were saying these generic terms. Well, we now know the bar.
Yes. And when?
Anybody want to say? Because I don't remember.
It's number 38.
Number 38!
On June 6th.
Yeah, I know.
From 2 to 4.
That's, yeah.
Right?
June 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's put in your calendar now.
You should.
Mark it. Yeah, 2 to 4.
Hey Siri, put June 6th.
From 2 to 4 p.m. at number 38.
In my calendar, because I really want to go. My phone was just doing that. Did anybody else's phone do it?
No,
no. Mine didn't. Okay. That's turned off on mine.
Hey, Alexa, put June 6th in my calendar to be at Rhino, number 38.
From two to four.
Thank you, Alexa.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Here's the deal. Our friends at Sploot have gotten involved. And the reason we're talking about this so far ahead of June 6th, Sploot is giving away a vet membership and a $100 gift card to Chuck and Don's. Is that happening at the event? They've got something on our website right now, right?
Yeah, you can go to alice1059.com right now, enter for that. Or if you come to our event on June 6th, you can enter in person for that vet membership and gift card.
Let me give you a little hint. The day of June 6th, you're going to be surrounded by dogs and cats and lions and tigers and bears.
No, just probably just dogs and cats.
Got it. But like, you're not going to want to sign up that day. So I would sign up for the Sploot thing like right now.
Yeah.
Like,
get it done now.
Yes.
And if you've been thinking, oh, we're considering, you know, getting a dog, getting a second dog, getting a cat, whatever it is, maybe you have kids who have been asking for an animal. This is the time to come to number 38 on June 6th from 2 to 4 p.m. And you can meet a bunch of different animals and decide if one of them is right for you.
Mm-hmm. And have a few drinks, too, while you're there.
And like have a few drinks.
Speaking of drinks, Tito is bringing a dog tag engraver.
Yeah. I'm going to get Swanson a new one.
For sure.
Yeah.
Can we say the other thing? Is it official?
What's the other
thing? The other clothing item for dogs?
Oh, it is official.
We're getting some Slacker Show bandanas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, you care about dressing your dogs up, you heathen.
I feel like they do dress their dogs up.
What do you want me to do? Right. Don't come. I don't know. What do you want?
Tiak will be there convincing
you. I'm so sorry,
you.
Man.
Yeah, I'm trying my best.
You are. We're going to have a great time. So what else do we need to mention? Who all's coming? Like, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
This started from what we did last year, the 12 Strays of Christmas with Lola's.
Yep.
And Lola's was the first on board for the Strays of Summer as well.
And we have 11 different rescues from around the Colorado area confirmed right now. There may be a few more coming in.
Awesome.
But we've got like Angels with Paws.
Longmont Humane Society is coming.
Hey, shout out Longmont.
Evergreen Animal Protective League.
Yeah, Soul Dog Rescue.
Here's my question. Is it Hobo Care Boxer Rescue?
I believe so. Ho must mean something and Bo must be the boxer.
Probably. It's Home H-O-B-O. For B-O.
Yeah. Did we say Positive Restorations? Somebody say that.
You just did. Old Dogs New Digs, Red Fern Animal Rescue.
Scroungy dogs.
So plenty of options. You come, you can look around, see, and really find like a good fit for what you're looking for, your family.
And if you know number 38, it's that whole backyard.
It's so
a huge
exciting.
Stage. There's volleyball pits, but like the dogs aren't going to be over there. We don't want to leave any accidents or whatever. But it's like that whole back where all the picnic tables is just going to be love.
It's going to be like a dog cat fair.
Palooza.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I love it.
What day is it again?
June 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. at number 38 in Rhino.
Got to mention, Fetch Photo Truck is coming. They're giving away a photo shoot at the booth.
Okay.
But you can also just
get photos. A photo shoot of your dog.
Yes.
Or of your pet,
Are we supposed to say the other thing, too? Or we're going to be giving away some stuff?
Let's say it.
Okay.
Should we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot.
Which one are we talking about?
We're going to be giving away tickets to see Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
oh,
Ed Sheeran tickets.
That's right. Don't work like they used to before. Okay, well, you could have picked
like choose this one?
You could have picked like a more upbeat song.
I just clicked on the first thing.
What about Castle on the Hill? You got that one?
Or Galway Girl?
There's going to be Ed Sheeran
literally
tickets.
Literally 100 hooks in there and neither one of them are that.
It's
like, Shape of You?
Shape of You.
Oh, there's going to be Ed Sheeran tickets. There we go. That's better.
I didn't realize it would stop that way. So I wanted the dog over the top of. All right, this is rehearsal.
Yeah.
And we actually
when we go live, it'll be great.
The thing. Who else do we need to mention? Again, Sploot. Sign up at alice1059.com right now for that Sploot. It's
Kong
like a
has
huge
given
deal.
Us a bunch of toys and swag.
Oh, that's right. Kong helped us with 12 Strays as well.
Yeah.
So we have a whole list of all this going live on the website right now. So you can see everything. Please put it on your calendar. June 6th, 6/6/26.
What a great date.
By the way, the airplane door hit me in the head on 6/6 of 96. So it's a
30 years.
It's a banner day for me. Okay. Yeah, hopefully a dog will fall on my head that day. All right. So it is called the Strays of Summer. What?
One other thing.
Yep.
There is a giant Great Dane that one of the rescues who is named Slacker, and he's going to come to the event. He could be adopted by then, but if he's not, someone could take Slacker home.
Mm.
Okay. Sorry. Mm. I didn't mean to make you know. Maybe jury's still out on if someone could take a Slacker home.
If you're a furry, swing on by. All right. Okay. So we'll see you on June 6th at number 38.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. This is going to be very dumb, but
no.
Welcome to the Slacker Show.
But by the end, we're going to determine who on the show is insane.
Oh,
because I don't think it can be all of us, or maybe it is all of us in different ways. But we'll figure it out. Okay.
And there's our answer.
Okay, just insane, certifiably, clinically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got a few overthinkers in the room for sure.
Correct.
Yeah.
Make some noise.
Yeah. Woo!
Here's the thing. Do you think I overthink?
In a different way, maybe.
I'm very analytical and stuff, but I get really frustrated with you guys sometimes when you're at an overthink place. I know I make calculated moves, but I don't think I overthink the way TAC does. Like there are times he's paralyzed.
How would you say you overthink?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, actually. I get too in a loop. Sometimes like I'm trying to decide what shoes to wear and I just like literally can't. I know that's such a baby thing to say, but like I have to get help sometimes.
I'm going to have to do this.
What shoes? Like just tell me, please, so I can like snap out of it.
I have to do this.
What?
You're so good at this job. And sometimes you come in and ask me for something. And I'm like, brother, my brother in Christ. Like, you are so good at this job. Why are you doing that to yourself? Like, hey, there's a promo that goes into it, but it mentions this, but it's coming out of this song. I'm like, what are you doing?
He knows the answer, but I think he likes to have a confirmation.
It's that, and yeah, I get that. For sure. I don't trust myself enough. It's a whole.
Dude, you've
lots
had this job for how long?
Almost nine, Jeez, almost eight.
Just
no,
let
almost
it
eight,
go,
eight.
Son. Like there are just. Oh my God.
It's interesting because then I think Aaron and I overthink very differently from that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You. Mm.
I overthink worst case scenario.
Stuff. Yes, that's.
But
oh
then
my
I'm
God,
prepared.
It's so frustrating. Mm. You're not though.
It's fun to be prepared.
You're not prepared for like worst case scenarios. You're just thinking about it happening, but you really don't have any tools to stop it. So just then,
it's
just
been a lot better lately.
Yeah,
but I think that you sometimes underthink, and you
it's so much better.
But I think that you view all of our different ways of preparedness or worry or thinking through things. You're like, it's just this easy, and it's like it's not.
Because what's gonna like? You just got to be better at reacting to it when it happens. That's the only thing you can actually affect is how you're going to react. But if you're trying, if you're preparing for the worst, I feel like the worst is coming.
Not and so, true.
Yeah.
Dodged a lot of things in my life.
Oh my God. Okay. Is this anything in the wheelhouse of what?
No.
Perfect. Okay. So we all just exposed our vulnerable sides for nothing.
It kind of is. All right. Okay. So I'm getting a meal with my family. We're at Jersey Mike's. Shout out Jersey Mike's. And
superior product.
It's very good. Yeah, it's very good.
Sorry, and Jimmy John's
love
people.
Jimmy John's.
Yeah, no.
I like both though.
Jersey is a superior product.
Okay.
So we're there, and my daughter's at this ripe age where if I get her just a regular sandwich, I get to eat half of it instead of like getting her the kids' meal. I get a half because Subway's kind of trained us to want foot long sandwiches, and Jimmy John's and Jersey Mike's, they're just not quite.
Yeah, but they're bigger.
I'm not sure we should be eating footlong sandwiches.
I just want a little because the chips are like small. I want a little extra bite. Is how I find myself at Jersey Mike's.
An extra 6 inches is not a little.
It's not 6 inches.
An extra 6 inches isn't so bad.
It's not. If it were, then it would be a.
Oh my God. Okay.
So
Erica just won.
So my daughter gets her. I've got my sandwich. My daughter's got her sandwich. So half of it go to me, like the tax man. I just take half, right?
Right away, you just take it.
Yeah, because otherwise she's going to nibble on all
of
it.
2 or 3 inches. I mean,
but
it's not very
little. Like, it's not, that's what.
No, that's a lot of sandwich.
And it's what the kids' meal is. It's kind of like half of a sandwich. So we're just like, it's easier to just get it.
What did she get? Just a turkey provolone?
Yeah.
Turkey Tom?
Yeah, exactly. Turkey and provolone.
Turkey Tom is the Jimmy John's.
Yeah, so that's why I got screwed. Because I was like, oh my God, it all makes sense now. That day that I went to the wrong restaurant, because I ordered. Were you not here for this?
I don't think she was.
I ordered the like turkey sandwich from Jersey Mike's, and then I'm like, what? Where the F is Mike's Way? So I'm like, okay, well I'll do it myself. I couldn't figure out where Mike's Way was, so I'm like, I had the oil and vinegar and salt and pepper, whatever, and then I roll into Jersey Mike's. I'm like, to go for Michael, and they're like. Yeah, we didn't get it. I'm like, what? And they show us on the app, and I get out, and they're like, that's Jimmy John's, man. And I was like,
that's so embarrassing.
Almost like I didn't go to my Jersey Mike's for like 6 months till I let it die down.
Did you end up driving to your Jimmy John's and
picking
it up?
Yes, I'm not gonna let them have a free sandwich.
I thought maybe you would order Jersey Mike's while you were there.
Standing there. I was so humiliated because I felt like 900 years old. I'm like, that's all right, Sonny. Where is the Jimmy John's from here? Okay. It's like a block away. It's fine. Okay. Sorry. Anyway.
Okay. I was just hoping you got to that story.
I love that story.
The worst. Oh my God.
Okay. So I have my sandwich, which has two halves, and then I have Hayes's half sandwich, right? So I have three halves now. Three identical halves. The sandwiches are exactly the same. Three halves, right?
Yes.
You eat the same thing as your 3-year-old?
I do. Yeah.
Turkey sandwich because you're lame.
Yeah. With cheese and lettuce and mayo. A little frisky on with the lettuce there, but.
Lettuce.
Okay.
Okay.
So three identical halves, but in my mind, this is still my sandwich and an extra, and it must be eaten in that order. I have to eat my half, my second half. I see Aaron nodding ahead. My second half. And then if I'm hungry enough, I will get to her third. I could not eat my half, eat hers, and then leave my sandwich.
What are you
goes
talking?
Together. Who's with me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Because the other one is. Extra.
Thank you.
You get
Thank
to
you.
It,
but
after.
It doesn't matter because they're the same.
But it matters because they came together. They belong together. This
any half stomach could table be extra. Any half of these three halves could be the extra one that maybe gets taken home.
Erica, I have never felt this strongly about you ever before. That is so spot on that I won't even add to it. You're a psycho, and Aaron.
In fact.
Yeah, go testify. Girl.
I would potentially eat Hazel's half first.
What?
Because then I wouldn't even have to unwrap. What if that was all I wanted? Then I wouldn't even have to unwrap the perfect sandwich. You have to
judge yourself. Do I want a half or do I want a whole?
Not a possibility, but
if you know you're
going to
eat the whole one, you go for the whole one. Mm-hmm.
But then you're
going
to have to wrap up Hazel's half, which is already
unwrapped.
So you
don't think about that at all? This is just, I've got three halves and I would just blindly, you'd pick one and eat it.
If they're exactly the same. If you're saying she has lettuce.
They're exactly the same. Yeah, I admit it.
Then you are truly psychotic. They're exactly the same.
You two are.
Why?
By not keeping them together. What's up with that? That's like taking a bite out of a Kit Kat.
Hold on.
There's a way to do this.
303-222-5423. Team Hack Aaron or Team Slack Erica.
Slack Erica.
Yeah.
I will say this.
I don't think many people... That is truly on the spectrum to go.
Here's my question. If, say, we were doing an experiment, if I took the three halves from you and put them all on a plate together, would it bother you that you didn't know which one was the quote unquote extra?
He would put them together.
Oh my gosh,
he would put them a little bit
because. One end has the rounded end and one is cut and has like the flat end because it's cut in half already. Uh-huh. So there's already, yeah.
Would you move them to try to figure it out?
It bothers me with socks. I'll just come out and say it. Socks have a partner in the packaging and then we open them and their partner's gone forever. You'll never know which one was a partner and it bothers me.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to do this, but now I'm on his team.
What? Yes.
Because I just did a white load. And Noah wears his Nike socks or whatever, all these little ankle socks. And I can't just go Nike sock, Nike sock. I have to lay them all out. I'm like, he walked around without shoes on with these. These two have the same amount of dinge still on them. Uh-huh. Even though I bleach it. I'm like, these two came together and they got to stay. And this one, the bleach does not get them solid white again. So when it comes to the socks, it does matter.
No,
it doesn't.
Because
you don't want a white one.
Yep.
And then a dingy
one. Or like one that's even looser threads, like it's falling apart. You don't want that with a newer one.
Yeah. You guys.
The socks should be numbered. It's like the two ones go together. The two tens go together.
I don't even know if I wash pairs of socks together ever.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I need some opinions, some advice perhaps.
But we have that.
Because my brain... is done making decisions and colors and all the things. Yes, this is related to my wedding weekend.
Okay.
Oh, where's Dane at with the decision making and how's his brain?
Oh man, he's actually, you wouldn't believe it. He has more opinions than you think.
Really?
But
he's allowed?
Of course, he's allowed to have the opinion.
That's cute.
He had a very strong opinion.
Keep it coming, Dane.
Fine, I don't need your help.
Oh my god, she came here for help. And now
I also like anything Dane has requested for this wedding is happening. I think.
Okay.
Unless it was too challenging. He wanted to make our own cornhole boards, and I'm like, we don't have the time, buddy.
We don't have cornhole boards? What kind of wedding is this? What?
That's very common now. To have like games during cocktail hour or during the reception if you don't want to dance.
Huh.
So just to clarify for Hack and I, we're still required to be in a damn suit and then we're supposed to have a throwing arm free. How's that going to work? My suit is tight.
On some generic board?
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't even say Dane and Erica.
Forget it. There won't be cornhole boards.
Good.
Wait, I was going to say I'll help you make them. Or like, I can at least paint them.
Costco has some new ones that are dope.
Oh, good to know.
But they're really kind of expensive.
Oh,
they're heavy, heavy.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's like 100. How much do you think a
I don't know.
Because I think
this is not about cornhole boards.
No, I thought you needed
it's
advice
on
do you have cornhole?
No, I don't.
You should get it.
I don't.
It's so fun.
No.
But you'll leave the bags out. God, it's such a cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Colorado experience, man. You leave your bags out. You know what I'm doing?
You're stalling.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So there's kind of a tradition that the bride and groom, at least definitely the bride, because traditionally the bride's family contributes to the wedding, right? Financially.
Yeah, I know. It's weird how we've gotten rid of a lot of traditions, but still somehow that one stands.
Yeah, still somehow it's like, well, yeah. Mom and Dad, I'm getting married. Yeah. And they're like, dang it.
Yeah.
And then like a groom's family is like,
you do it.
Yeah, they're absolutely doing some stuff for us as well. So traditionally, at least the bride does gifts for her parents on wedding day.
Really?
Or is this not a thing?
Gifts for your parents because of what they're gifting
because
you.
Because of their contribution to the weekend and whatnot.
And we're like, only talking the bride's parents, not the groom's parents.
Well, in our case, it would be both.
Because okay. They're both contributing, but...
In different ways, yes.
Which
is awesome. I'm very grateful for any parents listening. It's really cool.
No,
have you guys not? Did you guys do gifts?
No, I didn't even do gifts for my groomsmen.
You didn't?
Which has become
a real
thing.
Well, he didn't have a bachelor party. Isn't that when you give them?
No, you give them at the wedding weekend.
Usually at the rehearsal. Is when you present.
I think we've talked about this on the air. It's like every time I was a groomsman, I got another flask or a money clip. And I'm like, I don't have money. And I'm not such an alcoholic that I need to carry booze around in my pocket.
Yeah. I'm real bad at all of that stuff, though. So I wouldn't listen to me. I'm bad at the push gift. I'm bad at the...
Did you not do push presents for Ange?
No. Who told... Who? How was
I feel like that's a new thing.
Yeah. When did that happen?
I'm expecting diamonds someday. That's,
okay. And if he doesn't do it, you can hold the baby in.
Yeah.
It's like, it's such a, you had to do it. You had to do it.
I don't know.
It's like such a weird, and then we need a push gift and a baby moon. And it's like, we just keep making up new crap. Like there's.
That's true. So is parent gifts a new crap file under?
I'm curious about that. It might be. Because I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard of this before, to be honest.
I have not heard of it either. I don't hate it, though, because they are like involved and they should probably be, because especially like my sister's gotten married. So I've been there at when like the bride and the groom go away and it's the parents are cleaning up. They're still there late. Like a lot of venues, like packing things away, like they're taking care of business while the kids are off enjoying the wedding, which is how it's supposed to be. But also I think like a token of appreciation would be nice.
Okay.
You just said the words that just tell me not to do it.
Token?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like just like the flask.
Right. I wouldn't want to give them something that's like, what are we doing?
Then what is it? It's like if it's so sorry, things remembered. I think you guys are cute. You guys remember what that is? It's
like a little
kiosk in the mall where it's like, oh, you can engrave the flask you're giving them.
Or like a bracelet or whatever.
Well, okay, they don't want that crap.
What if I got my mom like some sort of like a really nice jewelry to wear on wedding day?
What if she doesn't like it?
I know.
And you cut a gun to her head. Then she's going to be like, okay.
Or she's like, I already got these nice earrings for this day. And then you gave me some.
I've been thinking about this for days, weeks, months. Like,
Slacker said Costco was selling those cornhole sets. Would they be interested?
I think this, you would really love this.
Dude, you could do their faces on the cornhole boards. And there's just a big mouth like, and there's like, you're like.
You watched Cordially Invited on Amazon Prime?
What's that?
Oh, Will Ferrell, Reese Witherspoon movie, and they literally have cornhole boards of the bride and groom's mouth open.
Oh,
that would be fantastic.
This is not helpful, so I'm going to go to the texter 303-222-5423. I would love ideas. What do you give a parent in the sense of the token of your appreciation? What do you give a parent that is worthwhile?
Mm-hmm. I'm really curious to see the text
and if no gift is necessary,
like because they're shelling out. Let's pretend I'm just going to say a nice round number, $20,000.
Sure,
anything like you're not going to give them $2,000 worth of like anything short of like a 10% like it.
Right, it just feels
like just don't bother.
And
it's
like
almost insulting.
They're doing it without expectation of getting something back.
Right.
But I still would like to be able to thank them in a meaningful way. But what does that look like anymore?
So you understand that they're doing it without any expectation.
For sure.
Okay.
But do you send them on a date night after the wedding's done? You pay for a date night? Mm. What? Is that lame?
It depends on if you know their spot or something.
Right.
I don't have the answer.
I don't, yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that with your pictures. Understanding of them doing it without expectation, that's how childbirth works. I knocked you up. You're going to push the baby out.
Want
to
make something really
I don't owe you.
He's not talking about me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know how to talk about this. There's something happened, and as a show, we haven't had a chance to talk about it.
Okay, is something good or something bad?
It was not good.
Is it funny?
No. I don't think so, really.
You're being too serious, which makes me think that you're lying to us.
No. I was sort of assaulted.
I swear, if you are joking.
And it was a couple weeks ago. Y'all watched it happen. Like, you literally watched it happen. And then it was on, I think it was on a Friday, and then we just went our separate ways.
We watched it happen. Did one of us do it?
He knows already.
What did I tell you? Enough.
A couple weeks ago on a Friday.
So one day, I buy a lot of my jeans from Scheels. They're called Seven Diamonds jeans. Yeah. And I love them. They're so soft. They're like one of the, it's like wearing sweats because you can like grab the side of it like, and pull, like they're so stretchy. They're so awesome.
A little bit, okay.
One of the downsides of these, the pockets are also soft. And eventually the pockets rip out. So like, I put my hands in my pockets and there's nothing to stop. If I put a coin in, it would be in my shoe.
Okay.
It would just go, ka-thunk. And I said to the group, look, and I put my hands in my pants.
Right.
And I touched my thighs. I even went kind of down to my knees.
It felt like something we shouldn't be watching.
Mm-hmm. Right. You, right.
But it looks funny because you've got your arms all the way down your pockets. It's very...
Yes, Tyler, it does look funny. Yes, like I'll be that. Referring to you by the same way the documents are for the courts.
Did you put your hands on
that? Don't you remember that? Then all of a sudden...
I thought I took a video, but I don't think I did.
Then good. I'm like, look, I can put my hand all the way down in. I'm like, and Tia goes, hey, do you have something for me in your pocket or something? I'm like, yeah. And then he goes, yoink, and I can feel... his baby soft skin from his hands on my thigh.
Yeah.
He is. Wait, you were standing right there, psycho.
I don't remember this at all.
Really?
I remember you putting your hands down to your knees. I don't remember T-Hack doing it.
Tyler.
Sorry. Tyler.
That's what he is named in the suit.
It's like the oldest joke in the book. You're like, I got a hole in my pocket. Oh, reach in, you know? It's like a...
Yes, and it's a joke because we all go reach in and then nobody does actually reach in. And like, when he put his hand near my pocket, I didn't flinch because I'm like, he's not...
That's very intimate.
It was.
Because then...
It has been a hot minute since anybody touched my thighs.
Right. And so you should say thank you.
I agree. Yeah. I think I'm paying you back
for
when we shared a hot dog at the Rockies game.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And you.
We were
doing. You got pretty aggressive, man.
We were doing Lady and the Tramp, were we not? Were we not doing Lady and the Tramp?
We were. And then you said, forget the lady, just the Tramp.
Yeah. I thought we would kind of meet in the middle. Huh? Right. We're filming the video. Oh, he's going for it.
Yeah.
I let go of the hot dog.
And you grabbed the back of his head.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we might have to repost that video Michael. Once again.
Oh, we're here now. Is that what we're...
Oh, I'm scared.
I don't know when...
Prepare the counter suit.
Yeah. There's no boundaries in this room, so I don't know why we're suddenly acting like there is.
I'm just going to say, could he touch your thigh?
No, absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay, then there is
I'm
a boundary.
Lady.
There's a boundary.
She would be smart enough to not let me in her pocket.
True. Well,
because you're trapped. You're trapped. Once my hand's in there, what are you going to do?
In there, and I'm like, I remember, it's that, here's why it's taken me so long, because I blacked it out. Then the other day I'm driving and I just had this, you know, you have those steering wheel moments where you remember, oh man, I should have said this or I should have done that.
Sure.
It was one of those. And I was like, just the cold, harsh reality of like, he's not, like the joke is put your hand near my pocket, right? That's the joke.
put it in the pocket.
Kind of, maybe in the pocket. Where the pocket should have ended.
Through the pocket.
The joke is, put my hand all the way down to your shoes.
Okay, we have to talk about something else.
I was grabbing whatever I could.
This is something else we talked about off the air, I believe. This did not happen on the air, but there's something else that we all sort of learned together because your man was buying a suit. And when you're, I remember being in Nordstrom and like one time when I was getting a suit made and they were like, and they do this and it's a lady doing all my measurements and then she's under there and she said, do you dress left or right? And I'm like, do I dress left or right? Mm. What do you mean? Do I get, which leg do I put on first? She's like, no, do you dress, like, which way do you dress? I'm like, I don't.
So did she have to explain it to you?
Yes.
Oh my God. Which is weird.
Like, have you heard it called? Do you dress left or right?
And does it matter?
Because she wants to know if I dress left, then she's going to check my right inseam. If I dress right, she's going to check my left. She doesn't want to get a handful of bits while she's testing the inseam, right?
I'll tell you what. I watched my man get fitted for a suit.
They didn't ask.
They didn't ask.
Maybe they could just tell.
It was also a guy.
Yeah, but either way, as for the Tyler thing that happened, you don't want anybody. Anyway, lucky for him, I dress left. What would you have done? Oh. He's in my right pocket. That's what I'm getting at.
What would you have done if you tickled his wiener?
You were right in the...
What would I have done? I would have retired a happy man. What do you think I'm here for?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I have a story of somebody who's in trouble because of a drive-thru at a restaurant.
What?
Oh, boy.
No.
I know. Relax.
I have a story. It's amazing what people will go through for alcohol. And no, this story is not about Slacker.
What? No.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Michigan.
Oh. I'm from
Hold on now, everyone. Dane is from Michigan.
That's what you think? I'm doing my Dane imitation.
Oh, okay. Well, a woman from Michigan was going into a liquor store and she was looking for a bottle of wine.
Okay.
Then she left without a bottle of wine, or so the liquor store maybe thought.
I'm afraid.
She decided that she didn't want to pay for it, so she concealed it on her person. She concealed it in her person, as you can imagine, an entire bottle of Chardonnay.
Please tell me there's a half bottle.
Like a 750, it was like a full-blown bottle. Oh, so she had been caught the day before drinking in the store without paying for a bottle, which is crazy behavior, but okay. So then when she came back the next day, she tried to leave and employees were like, this. Not so fast.
Hold my beer. No, and, I'll hold it.
Yeah, when they went to search her, they could not find this until they finally found the stolen bottle of Chardonnay inside her body cavity. What I don't understand...
How?
Why Chardonnay?
that's the point.
That's what I don't understand. Buttery and oaky.
Ew.
Yeah. And poopy.
Wait, was it in her?
Oh,
all right.
I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know which cavity it was in.
Maybe she had a little bottle of Vouv in the other receptacle.
I don't think you could... I don't think you can put a bottle up either. So.
I didn't know you could get to a cavity search just at like a store. You know? Like,
we know there's a bottle in there somewhere.
We're gonna find it.
I got a story out of South Wales.
Hello.
In that way, in that Wales.
I guess.
And they speak British there, right? Do they not?
No, they're Welsh. They're not British.
Oh, they're Welsh. They're Welsh. I won't pay my bills. Is that Welsh? Oh, that's Welsh. That's great.
We're speaking whale over here.
All right. Anyway, I got a man who was at a bar drinking with a bunch of people, and they started making fun of his marriage failing.
Oh my gosh, were you in Wales?
Oh my God, that's so funny, Erica. So then he left the bar and said, you will rue the day. Rue it.
You'll rue the day.
You'll rue the day. So then he left, and then he called the owner and said he went to his father's farm, stole his father has a bulldozer, stole a bulldozer, called the owner and said, be careful, you can't stop a dozer. Your restaurant's about to have a drive-thru.
and he drove the dozer back to the restaurant slash bar.
He called the owner before doing it?
Yeah, because he did not want to be, he did not want to go down for murder, so he wanted him to evacuate the building. So he got the people out before he drove the dozer through.
So he was both responsible and dumb.
Correct. Then he drove back towards home and destroyed several more vehicles on the way.
Because he'd been at the bar drinking.
$30,000 in. Well, because they made fun of his failure.
Right.
Wait until you hear what was in his body cavity.
Now I'm scared of Slacker.
Anybody want some Chardonnay?
No.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. It's Savvy B. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!